listener production.
Hi there, I'm Amanda Milo with your news briefing. Fire bans are in place across parts of New South Wales, SA and Victoria, including Melbourne. Temps are tipped to pass 35 degrees, putting fireys on high alert.
From a fire perspective today, the focus really is Victoria and eastern South Australia, where we could see extreme fire dangers today. So we're definitely on alert in Victoria today and then into New South Wales tomorrow.
That's the Bureau of Meteorology's Dean Naramore there on 7. Ukrainian officials are welcoming the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for the Russian president. Vladimir Putin, alongside his Children's Rights Commissioner, are accused of illegally deporting children from Ukraine during the war. A lucky escape for two people trapped in their truck after going through the garage of a clifftop South Sydney home. This morning's crash left them hanging over a 10-metre drop. They were freed by emergency crews after around 20 minutes and were taken to hospital for a checkover. No one was inside the home at the time. TikTok could be banned from all Aussie government devices due to security fears. The main concerns are to do with access to data and the fact the social media app is owned by a Chinese internet company. Similar bans are already in place in the US and UK. And actor Sam Neill has revealed he's been diagnosed with a rare type of blood cancer. The Jurassic Park star says doctors gave him the grim news last year. The 75-year-old's now in remission thanks to a new chemo drug. Round 3 NRL action continues today with the Titans and Storm, while the Cowboys take on the Warriors. Then tonight it's the Broncos and Dragons. Last night the Dolphins made it 3 wins in a row, beating the Knights 36-20, while the Roosters were too good for the Rabbitohs, winning 20-18. Coach Trent Robertson says he kept the faith after they trailed early on.
You know, I didn't think it was going to be 1 in the first 20 minutes. I wouldn't like to be 10-0 down, but confidence in those guys starting, but also knew the impact was coming.